and my buddy got us a wild hair and figured we wanted to go somewhere, so we loaded up my ragtop Chevrolet. We had a little bit of money and a whole lot of show, and with Hank Jr. blaring on the radio, we got a tank full of gas and we was on our way. We figured we'd go down to New Orleans, and we were barreling down old 17 when a man with a blinking red light was on our tail. He said, "You were doing 60 and a 45, but I'm gonna let you go this time. But if I catch you again, I'm gonna slap you in the county jail." We said, "Thank you, sir, you sure been nice, and you ain't gonna have to tell us twice that we were southbound and down with the wind blowing in our faces." We kept on rolling, and pretty soon the radio was cooking out a haggard tune, and we were pulling into Houston and checking out all them places. I was feeling dry and I said, "I think we ought to stop and get ourselves a drink." Old Jim said, "Yeah, cause we got time to kill." We kept on rolling and I seen this spot. We pulled into the parking lot of this place called the Cloud Nine Bar and Grill. We walked through the door and the place was jammed. The lights were low, they had a punk rock band and some orange-haired feller singing about suicide. I said, "Jim, this ain't our kind of place." He said, "Well, let's just have one round anyway." So against my better judgment, we walked on inside. Went up to the bar, and we sat down. This feller walked up and said, "I'll buy this round." And he sat down on a bar stool next to Jim. He looked like a girl, but he talked like a guy. Had lipstick on and mascara in his eye. And everybody in that place looked just about like him. I said, "Jim, this ain't our kind of bar. Let's just go on out and get back in the car, cause it's gonna be trouble. Ain't no sense in taking a chance." We was getting up, getting ready to leave. Somebody grabbed old Jim by the sleeve. Was this good-looking girl. She was asking my buddy to dance. I said, "Jim, don't do it. There's something missing. There's fellers dancing and fellers kissing. There's a feller in a high-heeled shoes wearing pantyhose." He said, "Partner, I just can't turn this down. You just go over there and have one more round. I'll dance with the lady and we'll get on down the road." So he walked away and left me alone. And this funny looking feller kept coming on. And he was making me mad at some of the things he said. And then he put his hand on my knee. I said, "If you don't get your paw off me, I'm gonna locate your nose around on the side of your head." He said, "I love it when you get that fire in your eye." I said, "Well, partner, try this on for size." And I unloaded on him. He went out like a light. Everybody in that place must have been his friend. They all headed for me. I said, "This is the end, but where I come from, we don't give up without a fight." They were screaming and yelling and scratching and clawing. I was punching and hitting and kicking and pawing. I was holding my own because I've been in a scrap or two. Old Jim come running up out of the blue, and that gal he was with come running up too and proceeded to beat on me with a high-heeled shoe. I grabbed her by the hair and come off in my hand, and that beautiful girl was just a beautiful man. Old Jim just got sick right there on the floor. He dropped that dude like a shot from a gun, smeared his lipstick, made his makeup run, and me and old Jim started fighting our way to the door. Man, we let out of there in that Chevrolet, and I put her on the floor and she stayed that way. We was going down the highway doing about 110. We was headed for home and we was getting near, and then a red light come on in the rear view mirror, and that same blame cop was pulling us over again. Well, I'm sitting here in this county jail. I had to call my daddy to go our bail, but I learned me a lesson that I never will forget again. I done give up drinking, I've give up bars, and running around the country in souped up cars, going back where the women are women and the men are men.